We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to a soggy Saturday. Oh, my goodness. It has rained and rained and rained. I have more people asking me about rain, water, roofs, gutters, crawl spaces, mold, mildew, spores, fungus, just funk. I climbed in the battle wagon for the first time in days. Days. Had no reason to leave the house. Just stuck there. And I got to admit, she's a 2002, and she's smelling funky. Just because it's so damp outside. It didn't get damp in the truck, but it's damp outside. So I've got a ton of stuff to talk about. I got to bed early last night. I'm not going to tell you about my back problems, but this was not a good week for your guru. Woo! Not good. Not good. You know what sucks is when I talked to my chiropractor and I said, do I need back surgery? And his response was, not yet. What? You're supposed to say no. You're supposed to say, nah, you'll be fine. You're supposed to, everything will be okay. No, he said, not yet. Thanks. Appreciate it. 833-804-1140. I'm going to start out real quick because I don't do politics. And I'm a sarcastic person. I know most of you don't believe that, but I have this level of sarcasm that's kind of been part of my personality for an exceedingly long period of time, like going back to when I was a child. And I am dying, just dying inside, to make a joke about the governor and his wife getting COVID, even though they were talking about distancing and even though they're talking about masks. And I really want to tell that joke. I want to be funny about it. But the thing is, I can't. I can't do it. I can't wish somebody to get sick. And I'm sorry they did. I mean, do I like our governor? Not even a little bit. But to do his job, he had to be out and about a lot more than the rest of us. And it's just, I'm sorry he got it. I'm sorry anybody got sick. I had a tickle in my throat early this week, just a slight. And I thought, the first thing went through my mind is, oh my God, do I have it? No, I don't. It was just that day, it was a little itchy. Drank some tea with honey. I was fine. But sorry, Gov. You know, I don't want anybody to get sick. I do worry that this will make him double down, though. You know what I'm saying. So 833-804-1140, things that I have to talk about today is, one, the wife and I, we again visited, it's an abandoned house. It's an abandoned house. I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. It's an abandoned house that we liked. We liked the way it looked. We liked the amount of land that came with it. 1.5 acres is all I need. I know it seems like a lot, but it's just enough that I'm not right on top of my neighbors. I don't like it. Well, I do like the fact that, you know, families with kids have moved into my neighborhood, but it does drive me a little crazy when I'm trying to sleep or do something and the kids are literally right next to my house. My house was built too big. Casa de McCann is one of the first houses built on my block. It's one of the oldest houses in the neighborhood. Now, there's a couple others. Paul De Pasquale's house is a lot older than mine. And if you go deep into Fulton Hill, there's a manor house. There's no other way to describe it. It's a manor house from when that was, Fulton Hill was a plantation, meaning a farm, for lack of a better word. I grew up on what was considered a plantation. You know, it was called Cucamuth Plantation. It was a farm. And so when they built Casa de McCann, they built it too big. And it's literally like 3 feet off of one side of the property line. And my side porch is like 7 inches. That's it. 7 inches off the property line. So when the kids are playing next door in the side yard, they're right up against the house. So 833-804-1140. Jill, what's going on?
Well, not much. I think this might be kind of off of what you usually talk about. I've got this small table.
Jill, stop and turn off your radio.
I got you. I'm sorry, wait a second.
You've been doing this long enough, you know.
Yeah, the radio's in a different room now. Okay, the thing about it, I've got this table. I've had it a long time, a small table. And the top, there's a lot of the paint still on, and I'm wondering if I should just paint it or sand it first.
I did a lot of furniture refinishing when I lived in New York. One of the reasons I want to move and have a garage is so I can start doing again because it was fun. So is it a wooden top table?
Oh, the whole table's wood except for maybe a few nails or something.
Okay, and is it, you said, is painted or is it stained?
I don't know. it's kind of a dark color table, black. I don't know whether it was stained. I think it was painted.
All right, so what you're telling me is the finish is starting to peel and crack?
Oh, the finish, a large part of it is just gone, you see.
All right, so what I would probably do is hit it with some very light sandpaper, like a 180 grit. You don't want to dig down into the wood, but you do want to make sure that what finish is left and what finish is gone is kind of smoothed out amongst each other, because if you don't do that, when you do go to restain it or repaint it, whichever one you're going to do, you will see where the finish was gone. Now, if it's painted, it will not look as intrusive. You won't see it as much. But I've sanded just about every piece of furniture I've ever redone. And that way, it gives it that perfect smooth finish.
Is there some kind of thing you should put on before you put on paint? I don't know. I guess it would be called filler.
Filler is for gouges or cracks. If there's none of that, then no. And I mean, you really shouldn't have to prime it. Now, the question is, what kind, is this an end table? Is this a coffee table? Is this a dining room table? Which?
It is a small table that used to have a drawer, and the drawer long since came out. It's not... It's, I guess, about 2 feet high, 2.5 feet high, and it's rather small.
But my question is more, what are you doing with it? Are you putting hot or cold drinks on it?
Nah, I might put a drink on it sometimes, but that's not mainly what it's for.
All right, well, all I'm saying is get something that's going to be waterproof, and like I said, give it a light sand, try to match the color. And it should look fine when you're done.
I see. Well, thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Jill from Church Hill. Okay, excuse me. Southside, everybody. But to finish up, the house was built too big. So we're looking at another house. It's an abandoned house. And one of the things I do want to talk about is we went out and re-looked at it. I mean, the first time we glanced at it, ooh, it's pretty. And my wife fell in love, which is, you never do that when you're looking at houses. Don't fall in love with them. Okay? Women, houses are like men. More than one is right for you. Except for you, Joanne. I'm the only one. We're perfect for each other. By the way, happy anniversary. It was 2 years ago on Tuesday when all of you, my listeners, joined me here in Jordan and my wife, and we got married right here at News Radio WRVA. It was great. I can't believe it's been 2 years. With COVID, it feels like it's been a lot longer. Just saying. So 833-804-1140. Plus, we're going to talk about pool heaters, hanging gutters, 30-year-old water heaters, home shortages, and we're going to Florida not once, but at least twice. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. Way more awake than most people would be at 6 a.m. So 833-804-1140, that's how you get through to the show. I'd love to hear from you because it does make my life a lot more fun. Jordan, how have you been, sir? Did you have a good week?
It was a pretty good week.
I saw you yesterday for our weekly show, What a Week, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And,
It's been an interesting week.
I didn't get to, like, half the stuff I wanted to get to.
I know, right?
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
And I know you stayed up late last night watching the rally.
Yeah. You know, that was actually the first time that I'd actually, like...
Watched one?
Watched and listened to an entire, like, rally speech like that.
I can honestly say I don't think I ever have.
And, I mean, it was about what you would expect for a president to speak to his base.
And of course it is.
You know, and so I was just kind of like, there were, you know, he is obviously very well known for speaking off the cuff and holding anything back.
And he's very boisterous.
And so you got plenty of that. And there were some moments where he said some stuff and I just laughed because I was like, This man just doesn't care. He doesn't care whatsoever.
You know what? We were talking yesterday, and so Amy Coney Barrett is going to be put up for the empty Supreme Court justice seat, which I don't know much about her, so I looked up about her. I read up, and I posted on Facebook an article saying she was going to be nominated, and my caption was this: it took 5 months to confirm her to the 7th district. That's all I put up. It took seconds for people to start tearing at each other, calling each other names. There are 68 people. I was literally embarrassed. I was embarrassed. On all I did was say, this is gonna be the nominee. That's all I said. And the name calling and people calling each other stupid and your side's wrong and my side's right. It got to the point that finally I just said, you know what? I didn't put any opinion, but I'm going to put this opinion here. Fight me on it. Country Style Donuts is the best donuts in Richmond.
There you go.
And that's the best I could do with it. It's good to see you this morning, my friend.
Yeah,
and
I know you.
I know you got up super early. 833-804-1140. So here's the situation. And this is a home improvement situation for me and for a lot of other people because, well, we're going to talk later about this housing shortage that I'm hearing about from both realtors and the news and every other thing. Perfectly happy in my house. Been there for 20 years. And I'm okay with that. My wife is okay with that. Do we need anything bigger? Not really. If we wanted to entertain, maybe. We don't, not generally. Things I could use, though, I could use a garage. I'm kind of desperate for a garage. I need some place to at least store my motorcycle, if not work on it. And there is something beautiful about wrenching on a motorcycle or a car. It's a wonderful thing. So, as I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, we did find something that we liked. And we looked at, went out, drove out, looked at it for like 5 minutes, walked away. And my wife fell in love with it. She tells me, I think about that house every single day. Now, first and foremost, what little experience I've had in real estate, what lot experience I've had in home inspections, which, by the way, if you're looking for me, you can email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. I am doing home consultations right now, meaning if you want to stay in your home and know what's going on with your house, give me a call. So we went out and looked at the house. We started doing research. I told you last week, we found out who owns it. That's fine. It's been repossessed. It belongs to a bank. We'll deal with that. And I decided, and she decided, I said, you know what? Let's go out there and look at this place again. Now, double check. Do we want to go through this trouble? Now, before I go any farther, I want you to understand two things. The house I live in is almost 100 years old. So I don't think of that as a long period of time. The house I grew up in, which recently caught on fire, that was creepy, by the way. I went and visited the old homestead, the place I grew up, which I haven't stepped foot in there in a long time. But I do remember it as, you know, the last time I stepped foot in there, I was an adult. And there was something really disturbing about, one, being in the house again, two, realizing it had caught on fire, three, seeing like exposed walls that took me straight back to like when I was 9, 8, something like that. It's funny what can trigger memories, but I realized it wasn't, no part of it was my home anymore, but it was over 200 years old. So again, house old, I don't think about it. And so we went out to look at this house again, and it was built in 1989. And my first thought is, because I've been living in a house that's almost 100, I've lived in a house that's over 200. Okay, 1989, that ain't that old. Yeah, no, that's nothing. Big deal. And I thought, you know, this is a pretty new house. And then it occurred to me, I graduated high school in 1990. So this house is 31 years old. And I'm thinking, that's not a big deal. Oh, that's a young house. 1989 was 31 years ago. Now, a house goes through phases. It goes through, a brand new house will have certain things that start to affect it at certain ages. I used to call it the 8, 10, and then like the 15 to 20 is what I would refer to it as. Now, this house is out in the country, which I'm used to, but it's 31 years old. So I drove out there and we're wandering around looking at it. Somebody's sending Amazon packages to it. I don't know why. It's been empty for 3 years. No, I didn't porch pirate anything. Not my stuff. I'm not touching it. But the first thing that really stood out to me as we walk up on this property is the siding. I saw, one, there's certain areas it needed paint. It definitely needed paint. But there's areas where the siding was just literally rotting away. Just gone. And I'm thinking, why would that happen? This house wasn't built that long ago. Oh, wait. In 1989, we were still using a form of masonite, which was the dumbest idea in construction history. I'll tell you more about it. And some of the other things I figured out. It does. 1989 to me doesn't seem like all that long ago, but it was. And I've got to have to accept that. And I'm already thinking, do I want this house because of the potential problems? This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Thank you for joining me this lovely morning. And I say lovely because I kind of like this weather. You know, for those of you who are like, I love the fall. I'm not crazy about fall or winter, but it was, for me, just the right temperature and just the right amount of rain, just a little mist. Lovely. Though I have noticed trees are starting to change in my neighborhood. Hey, Jordan, I know your wife has got a sweet tooth, and I love her very, very much. Is she part of the pumpkin spice movement?
She's not like at an obsessive level with it. She will get a pumpkin spice drink from Starbucks. So.
Because I was reading there's a new pumpkin spice mac and cheese.
No, thank you.
That just sounds nasty.
Just give me the noodles and the cheese, man. That's all I need. I don't need anything else.
Homemade, out of the box, old-fashioned powder stuff.
Yeah, I'll eat it all as long as it looks and tastes like mac and cheese.
I was a very little kid, and my grandmother made homemade mac and cheese from scratch, and I didn't know what it was. And I didn't like it. And I never will forget the disappointment on her face, because all I'd ever had was the box with the orange powder stuff. And she was, see, little things like that will stick with you. Even your little kid, you just, but no, pumpkin spice mac and cheese. That's a thing. 833-804-1140. So what I was talking about is this. Obviously, my sense of time is very faulty, because I'm looking at a house with my wife that's been abandoned. It's empty. It has been winterized, but it's been sitting. And if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you know that I believe a house is a living, breathing thing, and that once life moves out of a house, it just rots. It needs life. It needs temperature maintaining. It needs air moving through it. It needs maintenance. And so, by first look at it, I think, yeah, 31 years old. Well, I didn't look at 31 years old. I looked at 1989. That wasn't that long ago. Yeah, it was. It was 31 years ago. It didn't occur to me why I couldn't tell you. So we went and re-looked at it, and this time I looked at it with a little more conservative eye. And the first thing I know, because I spent a little bit more time looking at it than I did before, was, and I didn't think about it. I was in the business. I was working in construction in 1989. It did not occur to me that the house was covered in Masonite. Now, for those of you who don't know, Masonite was a very popular siding. I think it started, the first time I remember it is in the very late 70s. Probably it's been around longer than that. I don't know, and I'm not going to look it up. But Masonite was this genius idea. Brilliant. Oh my God, so smart. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take sawdust. We're going to take sawdust and glue and mix it together. And then we're going to cover it in paper. Okay? Just a paper. Then we're going to put it on the side of a house and paint it. What could possibly go wrong? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller, anyone. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare product. There was class action lawsuits against this stuff. Because unless you kept it painted and caulked and just maintained at all times, water got behind it and it turned into cream of wheat. And this house has been maintained. It hasn't been painted. Now, they quit making Masonite years ago. One company bought, I guess, the patents or the machines to make it strictly to make enough of it for patching. You know, someone needs a board or two boards of it or three boards of it. They can come in and get that. And it wasn't easy to pull out and it wasn't easy to repair. But the first thing I realized is, okay, this is a big house. It was one of those, remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, those kind of, I call it a chalet style. You know, the tall peaks, you know, the big open rooms. This isn't a big house, by the way. But there's a lot of siding. And I'm putting my finger through it. And I'm like, this is not good. And I get on my phone. I call Chris, the son-in-law from Akey's Home Improvement. I said, dude, look up this house on your computer. And he did. I said, do you see this siding? He goes, yeah. I said, do they make it anymore? Do they make enough of it that we can actually repair the spots that are right? Because it's not the whole house, but it's enough of it that needs to be fixed. And he's like, I don't know. I don't have any idea. So here's strike one against a house that I'm looking at buying. And this is what I want you to think about. Because if you're thinking about buying a house, my mom keeps saying, I want to fix her upper. I don't know why. I don't want to fix her upper. I really don't. I mean, sure, the price is right. I'll do it. But strike one is, am I going to buy a house, spend a huge amount of money to buy a house, and the first thing I got to do, pull all the siding off of it and replace it? And what's that going to cost? $10,000? It's not a small. The exterior is not small. The interior is, but the exterior isn't. And there's a lot of angles and there's a lot of loop-de-doos and stuff like that. It's strike one. I got to take this into account. I want you to take it into account. They're saying there's a housing shortage. We'll discuss that later. But the fact of the matter is there are a lot of people that are ready to move. They have either been in their home for too long, the house has gotten too small, or it's a matter of, God help me if I have to stare at these four walls for one more minute, I'm going to lose my mind. And let's not forget, interest rates are incredible right now. They're so good, it scares me just a little bit. So strike one. It's a major expense. Is I'm going to probably have to reside this house. Now, can I live with it for a year? Sure, it'll look lousy. I could fill it in with, you know, some kind of sealer or some other thing, but it's going to have to be done. I don't want to live there forever. Strike one. Then I started looking at the windows, and it has these, what we call casement windows, and some of you know what this is, and some of you don't. If you've ever, most people, you have windows that you grab it, you slide it up, and it's open. Yay. Some of you remember casement windows, which, again, had a little resurgence there for a while, where you have a little crank, you crank it, and they open up like doors. Oh, the breeze is wonderful. You opened up the doors. House hasn't been maintained. Already see where some of the windows are just going bye-bye. They're starting to rot. I put my finger right through one. By the way, that is a technique you use in home inspections. Poke. Strike two, because it has a lot of windows. It's very, my wife loves the fact it's got a lot of natural light, which everybody wants a lot of natural light. And believe it or not, there was a time many, 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 many years ago when a house was built, it had as many windows as you could put in it because windows were cheaper than lumber. It's not like that anymore. Windows are expensive. casements are even more expensive because they just don't make that many of them. The question is, what's it going to cost me to replace the windows? This is the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your world. And do not forget to go to WRVA.com. That's where you can click on my smirking face and download podcasts of the show. Please stop asking me about 10 o'clock. I'm not doing 10 o'clock. So if you miss the show, you say, oh, Richard, it's too early to get up at 6. That's okay. You can download the podcast and still listen to the show and take us with you wherever you go. And follow Jordan Bondurant and Richard McCann on Facebook because we're doing a little gig every, it's Friday mornings is when we're really shooting for it these days. The response has been very good. They seem to enjoy it. And Jordan puts a lot of work into it, and I just kind of saunter in, and I don't do any work at all. Yep. Kind of like this show. Very similar. Shouldn't laugh at your own jokes, Richard. I know, it's not very professional. Looking at a house. A lot of people are looking at houses. It's a thing. But you don't know what you're looking at. And you have to take a certain amount of things into account. Now, my mother, love her. And she's doing very well. For those that you asked about how her knee surgery went great. She's getting around very, very well. But she is convinced, absolutely 100% convinced, she wants to buy a house that is a quote-unquote fixer-upper, which I find ridiculous. I wouldn't do that if I could. I'd avoid it. I want a house that's in the best shape I can possibly lay my hands on. Unfortunately, as I've been saying, we found a house that's been abandoned for 3 years, which means it's going to be a fixer-upper. And I'm now at the point, I know what the house sold for originally. I know what the house is worth if it is 100%. Everything is perfect, 100%. I know what it's worth. And it's excellent. It might even be a little bit out of my range. But it's a repossession, which knocks the price down considerably. But now the question is, how much money do I want to put into it for repairs? Because I found two things. One, it has Masonite siding on it, which is starting to deteriorate because all it was sawdust glue and paper. Dumbest thing ever. Okay, maybe not the dumbest thing ever, but it's real close. And I'm already seeing some of the windows are starting to go bad. Something else I got to deal with. 833-804-1140. Pete in Richmond.
Oh, Richard, I got my wife on my back. You need to help me out, buddy.
If she's on your back, you're doing something wrong, if you know what I mean.
We have an old house, 1940, and upstairs there's a bathroom that was renovated about 15 years ago.
Sure.
And I might get this term wrong, but I understand in Henlico that cottage connections were no longer allowed. So rather than the toilet being closest, the drain to the toilet being closest to the wall, the common drain from the sink and the shower had to be closest to the wall, and the toilet drain furthest from the wall. And so what I did, because it put the conventional toilet too far from the wall, I went to Carabody's, I got a hanging tank and a conventional stool and elongated J-tube, and that has worked just fine, but the toilet is not very efficient, and we want to upgrade to a modern toilet. Is there one that won't be so far away from the wall where, you know, there's a void. There's a space behind the tank, and it, Richard, it just looks bad.
All right, so there are, or were, let's say were, three different toilets. There was a 10-inch rough, a 12-inch rough, which is standard, meaning the center of the closet flange should be 12 inches from the finished wall. What I need from you to know is the closet flange, the thing in the floor, what is the center from it to the finished wall? Because they also made, for a while there, very old toilets that had the tanks on the wall that were a 14-inch rough. And when you do that and you put in a 12-inch rough toilet, it sits off the wall by 2 to 3 inches. Now,
I think that ours is like 16-inch. The flange is 16.
Okay, so somebody just screwed up completely, or no, excuse me, they probably had a wall-hung toilet there in the very beginning, which is what you went and did.
That's exactly right.
Now, here's the thing. You didn't have to go to Karavati's to get one because they make them still. And you can put in a high-efficient toilet that is still wall-hung, and it'll flush beautifully, and it'll look good.
Huh. Okay. And are there, what brand or what
that
bottle should I
off put? The top of my, I'm hoping, I'm saying this right, I'm hoping Gerber makes one, but I'm not sure. They're not paying me to say it, but that's what I hope. What I'm going to tell you to do, and Mansfield might also make one, I don't remember. But I would check first with Vamac, V-A-M-A-C.
Yep. We've used them for a long time. Very familiar with them.
Okay,
yeah.
But I want, before you go in there, I want you to have that measurement. Say, the center of my flange to the back of my wall is this. And that way they can have everything, you know, all the right pieces, because it all comes down to the elbow coming out of the tank and into the bowl. That's
gotcha.
That's everything. Okay. And if they don't make one, check with Lewis Supply and see if Mansfield makes one.
That you are the best, man.
I
want to put a plug in for Richmond Specialty Plumbing.
Yes.
Who helped me out with stems on my shower yesterday. Oh, my God. Those guys are unbelievable.
Pete and the gang at Richmond Plumbing Specialties is fantastic. I stop in there about once a month just to say hi and then get a sandwich from Nick's.
And have you seen the sign on the front door about masks?
No, I haven't been there in a while.
It says, mask required from edict by the King of Virginia, Ralph Northam.
That sounds just like Pete. All right, Pete, go out there, go forth and home improve.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. By edict. 833-804-1140. When we get back, I will definitely finish up some of my concerns, because this is concerns everybody's going to have, because the 80s wasn't a great time to build a house. And I know, because I was there. And thing is, I know somebody that owns a house right around the corner from this one. So I know the potential problems I might be looking at. Is it going to be worth it to me? I don't know yet. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. Well, I like it. I'm, you know, I don't mind a misty day. I don't mind it just being a little cooler. It's good. I'm not going to do anything outside anyway, right? So it's to me, it's a nice day. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. I have been discussing so far today the situation that here's the deal. Right now, the real estate market is on fire. You talk to any of my realtor friends, my boss, David Berberick, any of them, and they will say this. The real estate market is on fire. Interest rates are incredible. They're so low that it kind of scares me just a little bit. Little bit. I'm not there yet. But so the wife and I, we talked many times about moving, but understand we're not in a rush. We like our house. We're comfy. We're cozy. The dog likes it. The cats are okay with it. We got parts of it we don't even use. Couldn't tell you the last time I walked into the basement. Don't remember. I do the dishes. My wife does the laundry. It's not that fair of a trade. No. No, it really is. No, I'm kidding. By the way, stopping for 1 second. Hopefully she's listening. Joanne Lee McCann, happy anniversary. I cannot believe it's been 2 years. It'll be Tuesday. On Tuesday, it's 2 years. And how are we going to celebrate our anniversary? That's right. We're going to watch the debate. No. We are such homebodies. It is so silly. Though, follow me on Facebook and Twitter because I'm pretty pleased with what I got her for our anniversary. It's pretty awesome. So the real estate market's on fire. People want to move because either one, they want something bigger, they want something more, they want their new place, or they just are tired of what they're at. I'm looking at one, too. I'll tell you about it in a second. 833-804-1140. Alan in Chesterfield.
Yeah, how's it going today?
It
going
is good. Fantastic.
Two things. One is you've discussed putting pictures into or hanging pictures through plaster walls.
Yes, I have.
One of the things that a lot of people might not be aware of is that there's a trim that runs along a lot of ceilings at the same with the same age of the house that you have.
It's called picture trim, and I don't have it, unfortunately.
Oh, that's really unfortunate, because, you know, that's a lot easier. I've dealt with a couple houses that had that.
You know what I found is super, super easy. I bought a masonry bit, and I mean, it is minuscule. It's about the same gauge as 14-gauge wire. It is tiny. And what I did was I drilled my walls, and then I used these things called gorilla hooks. And they were designed so you can just poke them through drywall. They curl upward to distribute the weight. And using them on plaster walls has been fantastic.
All right. The electrical question I have is I have a two-way and a four-way walls switches. And right now, all the switches work, but they work independently. And this is a house built in 1990, and it has the stab-in wiring from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just something that can tighten down the screws, or is that something where those switches need to be replaced?
Okay, first of all, a two-way switch means it only controls one thing, one switch, one light. Do you mean you've got two switches that control the same light? Because that's called a three-way.
All right, then it's a three-way. And what is it where you have four wall switches?
You have four switches that control the same light?
Yep.
That's five ways.
Okay, I've got three-way and five-way.
Okay, if you're wanting me to tell you that this is something I would advise you to fix yourself, you're talking to the wrong guy. Because, they get very complicated. The real trick is that on the very first switch where the power is coming in, power goes to the common. And then you've got two wires that go to your other two screws. And as you go to each switch, you flip those two wires. So if one's up and one's down, and the next one, it's down and then up, and back and forth and back and forth until it gets to your light fixture. You want to frustrate yourself like nothing in this world. Try to rewire those. I would advise you strongly to get an electrician in there. If they're just loose, the screws have nothing to do with the stabbing into the back. What you need to do is pull the wire out, wrap it around the screws, and tighten it down. But if they're when you say they're all independent of each other, what are you saying to me?
Well, no, what I'm there's each switch will work,
right?
But you can't do like you normally would with switch it on or switch it off, and then go to the other end of the hall and switch it on and switch it off.
Okay.
You have to switch it on and switch it off at the same place.
Yeah, they're not wired properly. You need to hire an electrician.
Okay.
All right. It shouldn't be
pretty good at handiwork and following directions.
Then here's what you do, okay? Because describing it over radio would be a nightmare. This is one of those times I never say this. YouTube it, okay? YouTube wiring three-way switches, because even after all these years, and it's been a long, long time, I still have to stop and really look at it and really think about it and make sure I'm tracing everything properly, because I have frustrated myself with three-way switches more times than you can possibly imagine.
Well, that's probably why I haven't done it already.
Good man. Frustrating yourself in these times is a silly idea, because what will happen is finally you'll just say, screw it, I don't care the way they work, and then you'll walk away.
See, I would probably say that, but that doesn't make my wife happy.
And that's why I'm telling you to do what I'm telling you to do. Okay? Keeping marriages whole. That's what I do here. I don't teach people to do home improvement. I'm just trying to keep their marriages together.
And maybe people like me from getting electrocuted.
Well, you know, you know my rules on electricity, right?
Oh, I've done a little bit of work, and I always make sure that the power's off at least a couple of times.
That's the way to do it. All right. So Alan, there are diagrams out there that I would tell you to follow. There's plenty of diagrams online. And I know plenty of electricians, they'll still look it up, just make sure that they're going over it. And they've got everything straight, because it is a matter of switching the wires and making sure that the common is at the first switch is the power going in, and at the last switch it's the power going out.
Okay, that's helpful.
All right,
I'll
sir.
Take a look at that. All right, thank you.
Go forth All and right. home improve. 833-804-1140. Three-way switches are a nightmare. I mean, they're clever. You want to do something that's really fun? I've only done it once, and this was so long ago, I don't even know they still make them, is the lady that we worked for, she wanted three- and four-way dimmers that had memory. They were special switches so that if you touched it, it would bring the lights up to the last place that you put it. I'm not kidding. It took me a while to get that straight. And they were not cheap switches. Not even a little bit. But there you have. If you're going to mess with electrical, feel free. Look up diagrams. I do it all the time. If I'm lost on something, And believe it or not, following wiring diagrams is a skill set all unto itself. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. Wayne and Glen Allen, you're on the show.
Good morning, Richard. Happy anniversary to you and Joanne. It's a wonderful time.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the one thing you have to think about also with that Celotex siding is the Celotex, or well, not the Celotex, Masonite siding, is there Celotex behind that siding? You know, the old, also paper product that was put out years and years ago.
You mean the black siding, which was more tar and sawdust?
Right.
Yes, there is. Yes, there absolutely.
That's what's behind it, you think?
Oh, I know for a fact. I pushed my finger right through a hole and found it.
Oh, my Lord. Well, that means there's no house wrap on it also.
No, there is. There's a plastic wrapping underneath, over top of it. I did see that.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. That was good.
You know, it's like I said, it was a nice house when it was built, but I do have certain concerns about it. Because it's been sitting, because of the age of it, and because, well, I was around when we built that, and I could think of a couple of things that didn't turn out too well.
Yeah. Well, is it a two-story or a rancher?
I call it the chalet style, meaning,
okay.
You know, it's got these tall, angled ceiling roofs type situation. In the living room, there's actually room for me to put in a mezzanine, which I considered doing. But the master is upstairs. Downstairs is two bedrooms and a bath. It's odd. I like something different. I hate these, you know. I hate a box house, or you know, it's a rectangle. Yay! My buddy has sent me listing after listing, and I'm like, boring, 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 boring. I can't do it. I can't do it. If I'm gonna live in a boring house, I might stay where I am.
That's one way to look at it. Well, just make them an offer of $25,000. They might take it.
You know what? We just might. Thank you, Wayne.
Have a good day, Richard.
I will. Thanks. Oh, Jordan, you know that I care about you deeply, right? I worry about your happiness at all times.
Yes.
24/7.
Yes, I know.
365. And I know that you're also a sports fan.
Right.
Well, then... I know that you love taking a trip, and I know you love sports, so let's go down south.
It happens in Florida.
I don't know if you've seen this yet or not, but I found this hysterical. How's the Stanley Cup coming, by the way?
Tampa won game 4 last night, so they lead the series 3-1. Okay. So game 5 is tonight, so Tampa Bay could win the Stanley Cup
Well,
tonight.
Then, you know what? This story might have been worth all the trouble. Here's what happened. Wait a minute. Switching glasses. Because I'm blind as a bat. A misunderstanding over a few Lightning fans' passion for their team during the Stanley Cup Finals Wednesday night produced a scene in Tampa Rife with cops and, in the end, comic relief. Dion Garnett, a Bay Area superfan of sorts, recently profiled by the Tampa Bay Times, was watching Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals Wednesday evening with two buddies at Radius Palms Apartments near USF. In one short period sequence, when Victor Hendelman controlled the puck in the Lightning's offensive zone, which I don't know what any of that means, the friends started screaming, "Shoot! Shoot!" at the TV. Evidently, that prompted a neighbor to call the police. Minutes later, a handful of Hillsborough County Sheriff's officers deputies were at their doorstep. Quote, "So they came to the door and thought there were guns in the house," said Garrett, 26. "We're like, nope, we're just screaming for Stephen Stakamos," or however you pronounce it. Sheriff's Office spokesman Natalia Verdanti confirmed Thursday morning that deputies were dispatched to the complex at 8:24 Wednesday. The caller said they heard someone yelling loudly at the apartment above. And a sheriff's office dispatch reporter released later Thursday afternoon, the complaint told police he heard a couple of screaming above at each other, with one yelling, "I dare you to shoot!" Four deputies responded and discovered there was no domestic problem at the apartment in question. It was a roommate screaming at the TV in regards to the Lightning game. So, Jordan, I have to ask you, are you so fervent a fan of hockey that you have had police show up?
Not yet. Not yet. Hasn't happened to me.
I I just think that, I just love that. Like, somebody upstairs is shooting. So, like I said, I hope Lightning wins now because it'll be worth it for these guys.
Yeah, really.
You know, they had to stop watching the game. They're like, okay, officers, come on in, have a slice, and we'll finish watching the game. By the way, if you find a story that happens in Florida and you would like me to talk about it, please send it to me on Facebook or email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. That's all. Also how you can reach me. If you want me to do a home consultation on your home, meaning, hey, you get a checkup on your house, on yourself once a year. Why don't you get a checkup on your house? Who knows what is going on with it? I do. That's who knows. And I'll tell you everything that I possibly find. Looking at a house, you've been hearing me talking about it all day. It was built in 1989, which didn't occur to me as 31 years. It occurred to me as, 89. Oh, cool. All right. That's a pretty young house. Well, compared to what I've lived in the past, yes, it is. In all reality, no, it's really not. At 30 years, there's a lot of problems that can occur to a home, especially when it was built in that time. Now, I've already told you about the siding. It's probably going to have to all be replaced, all of it. The other problem is windows. They're already starting to rot away, and they're transom windows, meaning they open out, not up. And some of them have rotted away. That's another expense. The roof. Even if they put on an expensive roof in 1989, which would have been a 30-year roof, it's done. In fact, I can tell you this. I talked to Chris over at Akey's Home Improvement. He looked at pictures I sent him, and he goes, man, that roof needs to be replaced. That's another expense. It's something else I have to spend money on. The value of this home to me is dropping drastically. Now, another thing that I know about 1989, because I was mainstay a plumber, is that Quest, the gray stuff that there was a class action lawsuit over, was the soup du jour of plumbing at the time. Now, usually I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me a bit. But here's the thing. House is in a neighborhood where if you walk through the woods 200 yards, my sister-in-law lives there. And she just recently, because their houses were built around the same time, had a Quest hot water pipe burst. Same water table, same type of plumbing. And the amount of damage it did to the house was tremendous. I have to ask myself, do I want to re-water pipe this place? Because that means opening up walls. It means a lot of work, and it means more expense. The reason I'm talking about this is because I have too many people say, I want to buy a fixer-upper. And the question is, do you have the skills, do you have the cash to actually put into it? And is the house worth it? It's a lot of questions. Now, don't get me wrong. Buy it cheap enough, it'll be worth it. But these are all things I've taken into account. And there's a few more things. I'll tell you about it right here on the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. McCann on News Radio WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your world and what kind of projects you're working on. Bet you a lot of you are getting ready for winter. I did turn on the mini split the other day. Just had to knock the chill off the house. There was just enough that, I do not want to turn on the radiators right now, but radiators not designed for knocking off chill. Radiators designed for heating up the house. And once it gets hot, you can't cool it back down. So this is that time of year where you're going AC, heat, AC, heat, AC, heat. We haven't run the AC, though, in over a week. I'm okay with that. So a couple of other things. I've got to concern myself about buying a fixer-upper, and some of the things people have actually asked me about this place or asked me about their house that will coincide, so why not get it out there? I told you, I do have to bring up the fact that it was built in 1989, which to me doesn't seem that long ago, but it was. It really was. It's 31 years ago. For a house that was built brand new, 30 years, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed, and this place has been sitting. We'll talk about it in a second. Jimmy in Colonial Heights.
Hey there, Richard.
How are you?
I'm all right. I lived in a house that had that side, and it was two companies made it, Abbott Tibbett and Johns Manville, and the bottom two boards started rotting out of the deck. And I kept it up by painting it and so on. And you could stick your fingers through it. And I called the company and went through the lawsuit. Ended up getting $350 to replace that part.
Oh, be still and my took, heart.
And it took about a year. I had had every piece of paperwork from day one when I bought the house to present it to them and mail it. But there were only two companies, John Mansfield and Abbott Tibbett, and I forget which company mine was.
Yeah.
But I ended up putting vinyl siding over it, so that was much better.
Yeah, I'm a fan of, you know, and I talked about this with Kirk Akey. I'd rather strip the siding off than put siding over top of it.
Correct. I understand.
And they did make a product about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago that was it called Rhino siding? I think that's what they called it. And it was like this thick, heavy rubber paint that you could put over top of Masonite, and that would pretty much seal it up forever. But they haven't. I don't think I've seen that product in years.
Yeah, correct. I had hardy board on part of the house I live in, man, just the front part. So, which is, you know, concrete, which will never deteriorate.
And I like hardy plank, though. I tell you what, I'm kind of fond of this one siding that Akey's is selling. It kind of looks like a log cabin, and you can get it in mossy oak.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it? Yeah. Is it really? I have to question.
Yeah, and then, well, and other stuff you were talking about. The black board that you were talking about on the house at the time, I helped build some houses. It's called Celotex.
Yeah, I was never a fan of Celotex.
Well, that's what they used back in the early 70s and so on. And, you know, and you would take the windows and use tar paper and put it around the windows before you put the windows in. You know, frame it out with tar paper.
I remember it well. I mean, that's the funny thing. I was working in construction in the 80s, even though I'm only 48 years old. And the thing about Celotex that I never understood, even as a very young man, was that stuff didn't add any structural integrity to a home whatsoever.
No, not at all. And normally they didn't really insulate the walls back then.
Not as well as they could. I think
no.
I really hope I'm not talking myself out of this place. We'll see what happens.
Anyway, I just thought it was quite weird that they had to wait a year to get $350 to get two pieces of siding replaced, especially where my deck was. Where it's stuff like a sponge. It just sucks it up from the bottom.
It was a stupid idea. I mean, my dad put it on. The house that we redid in Verina, because that's what you did at the time, and it was less than 20 years later, he had to put vinyl siding on the whole place.
The same thing I did.
Yes, sir. All right, Jimmy, have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. It was what we did at the time. I have to take that into account. What was the building process at the time? Not everybody's building a brick. It's my dream, my hope, that as time goes on, more alternative styles of building come into vogue. Or at least get accepted. The funny thing is about some of the houses that I've seen while, you know, surfing around or looking at online or watching television shows. By the way, I do not watch any of your DIY shows. None. Zip, zero, zilch, ever. I'm not interested. So far on this place, what I've got to worry about, I got to worry about siding, I got to worry about windows, I got to worry about roofing. Kirk right now is probably going, I got you. I got to worry about the plumbing because it is done in Quest, not PEX. And though it's on a well, again, here's something else I got to take into account. How old's the pump? How old's the pump tank? A well and a pump and a pump tank, depending on the water, lasts as little as 7 years, can last as much as 20 years. I've seen it happen. But it's something I got to take into account. I'm not worried about design. I'm not worried about, the kitchen looks like something from 1989. Okay, who cares? I can have Miracle Method come in there and I'll have a new kitchen in a matter of a couple of days. I'm okay with that. And it does have a gas stove, which makes me happy. Looks like it's been upgraded. Stainless steel fridge, that makes me happy. Okay. It has hardwood floors that look like they've seen better days. But that's okay. I'm still friends with Better Floors. I can have them come in. They'll refinish those floors. Boop, beautiful. They've done quite a few floors for me. You've probably heard Jeff Katz advertise them. Better Floors? Awesome. I got to worry about structure. I got to worry about the big ticket items. And here's one thing. This is personal. And I'll say this up front. One of the reasons this house kind of appealed to me is because I was looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a garage and a pool. Now, do I need a pool? No. It's strictly a want. I've just always wanted a house. I've always wanted a swimming pool. You know, that would be neat. I got nieces and nephews. I got friends. It would be super enjoyable to invite, you know, them over and enjoy the pool. And as I was walking around and looking at this thing, I walked around and looked at the pool. Now, the skirt, the concrete around it, it's in pretty good shape. I can live with that. And it had a cover over it with holes in it. And I asked the neighbor. The neighbor came over. I said, man, what's with the holes in the cover? Is it just that old? He goes, no, a deer fell through it. I'm like, okay. That's understandable. He goes, yeah, it was not fun getting that deer out of there. But here's the thing. As I walked around, I could see down through the cover. And I could see that there was no water in it whatsoever, which is not good. A pool should keep water in it. Keeps the liner in place. I one time drained a pool because they wanted fresh water, and the water truck got broke down. So I've got an empty pool, and they're like, we're going to lose our liner. And what I did was I popped a corner of it, and I shoved a shop vac down into it and taped it in place, and I pulled a vacuum on the liner. So the liner literally stayed in place until the pool was refilled. This liner's gone. I saw mud. I talked to my brother. I said, this is what I'm going to deal with. He goes, yeah, you're probably looking at $10,000, $12,000 just in the pool. It's another strike. But it's a fixer-upper. It's all going to come down to the cost. It's all going to come down to what do they want for this house. And what am I willing to put into it? Because I know what it's worth if it's pristine. If it's pristine, there's a profit margin to be had. But right now, it's no place to live. 833-804-1140. This is the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. McCann on News Radio WRVA 833-804-1140. Don't forget, go to WRVA.com. and download podcasts of the show. If you missed any of the show today, which I'm pretty proud of today's show, you can download it, listen to it on your device, whichever device it is you use. I don't know. If you want to reach me, it's richardmccann@hotmail.com. I am doing home consultations, meaning you get a checkup once a year. Why don't you give your house a checkup? So you'll know. Think about all the things I've talked about today. Do you put any thought into what's going on in your house? I got you covered. And please follow me and my producer and friend Jordan Bondurant on Facebook. Every Friday we're getting together doing a little thing called What a Week, where we just talk about the topics that, you know, made an impact on us or on the world. And I think we pretty much, we look at it logically. There's no slant. I'm not really a conservative. I'm more of a libertarian. Jordan's more of a libertarian. And we don't like the yelling and name-calling that goes into politics in general. And better than half the time, we don't talk about politics. By the way, if anybody is looking for a quick binge on television, and I'm going to say this first and foremost up front, this is not for kids. It's not for the squeamish. It is definitely R-rated. But my wife and I just, we couldn't stop. Once we started watching Ratchet, we were hooked. And my wife doesn't do that. My wife doesn't get sucked in to a television show. But somebody had the idea of doing a TV show about Nurse Ratchet. That's right, from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And it's tremendous. Just awesome. So there you go. See if I can cover some of the things people have asked me on Facebook before. We have to get out of here. Let me see. Okay. Tommy asks, hey, Richard, above ground pool heater or just give up and winterize it? You know, I've never had a pool. I've never had an above ground pool even. Probably winterize it. I mean, if you try to heat it, I don't see how you're going to keep it warm enough that you can swim in it. It's not insulated. In fact, one of the things I was thinking about this house, if it everything worked out, I wanted to cover the pool with like a greenhouse and put in a heater, something I could use in the wintertime. But for an above ground, I'd probably winterize it. I don't see it being, I see the price of keeping it warm so you can swim really, really expensive. For those of you like me who have thought about, it would be nice to have something to get wet in the wintertime outside, buy a hot tub. They're pretty efficient these days. And you can find hot tubs cheap. People that bought a hot tub, they used it for like one season and went, and then they never used it again. It's one of those things. Okay, let me see. Best way to hang gutters so they'll drain well. That's from my brother Jed. Jed, the only thing you can really do to make a gutter drain any better than it already is keep it clean. We've tried, I remember Dad tried one time to put in a gutter, and he thought, water coming in must have fall, just like any kind of drain pipe. The thing is, on a house, it just looks wonky. Gutters are one of those things that they drain by volume. I don't like it either. But if you have sags in it, it's going to hold water, and then you're going to get mosquitoes and the like. I don't see any problem in maybe putting just a little pook, a little setup in the very center, but you don't want it to be too obvious. I don't think anybody uses gutter spikes anymore. They make hangers. Richard, I found a 30-year-old gas water heater in the basement of my church. Do I donate it to a museum? It still works. No, you donate it to a scrapyard. Just because a water heater works and it's 30 years old doesn't mean it's efficient. Water heaters today are so much more efficient than they used to be. It's just worth it to get a new one. Spend the money installed. It's probably about $1,500 bucks but you're going to save money in the long run for the church. And let's face it, every church wants to save money. And things to prepare your home for fall, winter, checking for roof leaks after a storm, checking for water in basement, cleaning gutters, checking heat pump. Steve, sounds like you're doing everything right. The only thing I would say, though, is it is that time of year to call BREMAC, get them out, and have your HVAC system serviced. Everett doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to call him. I'm going to have him look at the mini split, make sure it's doing everything it's supposed to do, and I'll probably have him clean my boiler as well. I was supposed to do it myself. I didn't. I don't have the tools to do it anymore. So I'm going to get my boiler cleaned. Actually, my boiler is old enough that it probably should be replaced. But if I'm going to move, well, then I'm not going to do it. Nah. If I was going to replace it, I'd put in a tankless boiler. That's right. Those things for people that are heating with hot water. I know right now, a three-story apartment building, five apartments, I was told there's no way I could make a tankless boiler work. It paid for itself in 1 year, and that building stays really nice and toasty. So, yes, tankless boilers are absolutely awesome. My name is Richard McCann, M-C-K-A-N-N, the ways you can follow me or reach me. Facebook or Twitter, though Facebook better than Twitter. I don't check Twitter very often. Email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. Oh, you got a Hotmail account? Yeah, I got a Hotmail account. Leave me alone. You can call me 347-1152. That's 347-1152. I am currently doing home consultations for what we're going to turn eventually into Home Guru. It's going to be a new company that we should have up and running by the first of the year. That's the goal. I've still got some work to do. I don't like to push myself too hard. Jordan, let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early, pushing all the right buttons. Thanks to everybody that called in. I really love it when I talk to people. Don't forget, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, check out the podcast. It's not work. If it's your home, I'll see you next week.
Paya! I'll say a one now! A paya!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.